Boker Tov, it is Friday morning, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bo, and we continue in Kitzur, Shulchan Aruch, Perek Lamed Zayin, Halacha Ches, a very important, very, very practical and relevant halacha for anyone who's interested in learning more about Tevilas Kelim, about what needs to be toveled and what doesn't need to be toveled. So the Kitzur writes, Eino tzarech tevila ela kli shemishtamshin bo lema'achal sheho ro'i la'ochlo miyad, that tevila, taking a dish or utensil to the mikvah, is not required unless it is something that encounters and that touches directly food that is ready to be eaten immediately, meaning that is already edible, prepared for eating. Beli shum tikun acher, without any other fixing or cooking or baking or changing. But, for example, the Kitzur says, Aval ha-barzelim shemesaknin behemes ha-matzos, the iron utensils that they use to prepare matzahs. This, I think, refers to when you, after they roll out the dough to prepare the matzah, they use this little, like, spiky roller that pokes the holes in the matzah so that there's no chance that it will rise, to protect it from rising. So that only touches the dough before it is baked. And therefore, and raw dough is not really edible, not prepared to be eaten, it never touches any food after it's already baked or prepared to be eaten. Similarly, they have a tool that they use to cut the dough, but it never touches any food that is ready to be eaten. Or a needle that is used to sew up a stuffed bird, again, which is only used to sew up the bird or the chicken, whatever it is, before it is cooked. And any other similar type of utensil. All of these utensils do not require tefilas kelim, because they never would be used and would never encounter, would never touch food that is prepared and ready to be eaten, and therefore they're exempt. But a knife that is used for shchita, or a knife that is used to skin an animal, even though those generally are only touching things that are not ready to be eaten. In other words, when a shechita knife is used to shecht an animal, obviously it's not ready to be eaten yet. There's a lot more that has to happen before the meat is prepared. Nonetheless, the Kitzur will say, since it can be used for something else, maybe the shechita knife is lying around and you use it to cut a loaf of bread or to something like that, or to cut your food. Similarly, the Kitzur writes, v'chein tasim shemanichin alei matos, trays that they, upon which they lie the dough, before it is baked into matzah. So it doesn't usually encounter food that's ready to be eaten, but it could. If it's lying there anyway, you may end up putting a matzah on it after it's baked and it's readily eaten. So tzrich and tefillah below bracha. All of these things require tefillah, but without a bracha. So to recap, since I might have explained that in a little bit of a confusing way, something that absolutely never touches any prepared food, such as the spiky roller that's used to poke holes in the matzah, that doesn't need tefillah at all. Something that generally or almost always will be used to touch something that is not ready to be eaten, like a shechita knife or like a tray that they would rest the matzah dough on. So you can't make a bracha on that tefillah since it generally doesn't touch food that is readily edible. But since it could or it might on occasion, it should be toveled just in case. Udreifus shema midin alav es hakedera. This is like a sort of like a tripod, a metal type of thing that used to be, when, you know, before they had more classic modern stoves and ovens. So you would place a pot like on this tripod type of thing and light the fire under it. So since kevan she'ena macha ba'asma nogoebo in tzvarech tevila, since the food itself never actually touches those metal stakes that are holding out the pot, they only touch the outside of the pot, it doesn't require tevila. The pot itself, of course, would require tevila, but the stakes, the tripod, would not. Aval shfud shama teches shetzolin olav basar, but if you have a metal spit and you stick the meat right onto the spit and roast it, so then certainly tzarech tevila bivracha. That would require tevila with a bracha because it's touching the meat directly, and by the time the meat is done being cooked, it's edible, and now and it's still touching the metal, so that would certainly require being brought to the mikvah. Yesh orim deklei zechuches gedolim kegon bakbukim. There are those who say that large glass like pitchers or jugs that are used to hold liquid, water, drinks, or whatever, but you never drink out of it. I mean, in other words, you pour from that into a cup and then you drink from the cup. So you're never drinking out of the pitcher, at least when somebody else is looking. Though there are those who say that doesn't require tefillah, because even though it touches something that's edible, or in this case drinkable, but since it's never used directly to to eat or drink out of, there are those who say that tevila is not required, but there are those who say v'yesh aram d'tzricha tevila, that they do require tevila v'yesh la tevila and below bracha, and therefore you should tovel them without making a bracha. Actually, if you look on the CRC chart, which you can find online, which has a list of many, many different appliances and utensils and things, whether they need tevila or whether they don't, a very helpful chart to be able to reference. So it says there that if you have like a storage container, even if it's made out of glass or something that generally requires tevila, but if it's only used for storage and it's never brought to the table and you never eat out of it, then it actually would, then the CRC recommends exactly what the Kitzer's conclusion is, that you should tovel it, but without a bracha. It does not require a bracha, just like the Kitzer just recommended. By the way, an example that is applicable to the earlier part of this halacha, a rolling pin might be similar. You know, I don't think most of us bake matzahs in our home or have those, you know, the special roller that pokes the holes. But what if you have a rolling pin that you use to roll out dough? So the truth is most rolling pins are wood and therefore it doesn't need tefillah at all. But let's say you have a metal rolling pin. So once again, on the CRC chart, they say a rolling pin doesn't need tefillah because it only touches the dough when it is not yet edible. You don't use a rolling pin on any type of food that is edible, and therefore tefillah wouldn't be required. Let's do one more quick halacha. The Kitzer continues in halacha Yud and says, Rechaim shall pilpulin, srichin tefillah mishuma mateches. A pepper mill needs tefillah because generally part of it is made out of metal. Avala tachton shemekabel asatavlin, but the bottom part of the pepper mill, the receptacle that just, you know, receives the pepper once it's ground up, since kevan shu shall eat, since that is generally made of wood, meaning assuming that in your case it is made of wood, then ain tzarech tefillah, then that would not require tefillah. In other words, if there are multiple parts to this pepper mill, then like anything else, the metal part that touches the food needs to be tovled. The something that's made out of wood would not need to be tovled. Verichayim shel kafe, a coffee grinder or a coffee mill, yesh litvo below bracha. The Kitzer says it should be tovled, but without a bracha. The reason it shouldn't have a bracha is because, again, it's not generally touching anything that is edible because it grinds the coffee, but then the coffee needs to be, you know, mixed with water in order. Nobody eats plain coffee grounds. But I guess yesh litbol, because I don't know, maybe it could be used for something else. Maybe you could also grind pepper or something else in your coffee mill. The truth is, final time, but the CRC tefillah skalim chart says that a coffee mill does not require tefillah, probably because you're not going to use it for anything else, and the coffee grounds that it's touching are not yet edible, and therefore tefillah wouldn't be required at all. Wishing you all a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.